Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath, church. It is good to be here in God's presence and worshiping with you all. This morning, I would like to speak to us in a passage of scripture which comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, and I want to zoom in on verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 6. The Bible says, in the year that King what? Uzziah did what? Died. I saw also who? The Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. His train filled the temple. You have chosen today as your theme, hope in practice. Hope in practice. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Almighty God, our Holy Father, touch my lips, Lord. Speak to me and speak through me to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Understand with me, a bit thirsty. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. The Bible says that King Uzziah was a great man. He was one of Judah's greatest kings. During his time as king of Judah, he made Judah into a powerful regime. We are told that he began to reign from the age of 16. And he reigned for 52 years. King Uzziah made Judah into a powerful regime. The Bible says, in fact, nations trembled because of who he made Judah to be. If you think President Bush was a good general, was good in leading the U.S., you could think about King Uzziah. If you think about Napoleon Bonaparte, we are told that he was one of the world's greatest military strategists. If you think he was great, you should check out King Uzziah. In fact, there is one that the world knows about. His name is Alexander the Great. We are told that he conquered the then known world in just 3.5 years. Alexander the Great was great, but King Uzziah was greater. The Bible says that King Uzziah was a great, great king. He established himself as a powerful general. In fact, he got his soldiers together and established garrisons in enemy territory. The Bible says that he broke down the walls of the Philistines and the walls of Gath and Jabneh and the walls of Ashdod and built cities among them. He had his soldiers in enemy territory walking around free. Nations would pay him tribute, trying to appease this king. He built towers in Jerusalem and fortified them. In fact, much of the wall of Jerusalem was broken down during his father's time, but he rebuilt them. He built towers in the desert to protect the country people from the inroads of plunderers who would sometimes alarm them and sometimes catch them off guard and attack the city. He had two great armies, two great military powers at his disposal. One army that would fight in the wars outside of Judah and that went out by bands, and another army that he had that would stay to guard the city in case of an invasion. They were so powerful that they made war with nations and won. No nation could stand before King Uzziah. In fact, King Uzziah furnished himself with great armory. We are told that it was during his time that engines were invented. He was a mighty man, a man of valor, dauntless, a great military strategist. Not only was he powerful as a military power, but he was also wealthy. He had great wealth at his disposal. He dealt in cattle and corn and got many people employed in the industry. In fact, he was doing better than our government, better than any government that we have had down here. Everybody, people were employed. A lot of folk were working when he was around. A lot of folk got jobs because of what King Uzziah did. This dominant, wealthy, famous king had people shivering in his presence because of his power. He had become almost like a god in Judah. So much so that the prophet Isaiah couldn't see the Lord because of this great monarch. Isaiah had lost sight of who God was. But the Bible says that when his heart was lifted up, the Bible says, as long as he was seeking God, as long as he was seeking God, as long as he was following God, as long as he was studying the word of God, as long as he was studying his quarterly, as long as he was focusing on God, God made him to prosper. In fact, he had a prophet by his side, the prophet Zechariah, and this man instructed him. He told him how he should live and what he should do. And as long as he was following this man, everything was all right for him. As long as he was listening to the voice of God, he was prospering. But the Bible doesn't stop there. The story doesn't end there. The Bible says that when his heart was lifted up, when he got so powerful, it led to his downfall. His heart, he was puffed up with pride. You know, when sometimes God blesses his people and we begin to forget that he's the source of the blessing. Hello, somebody. Sometimes God takes us from low places and places us at certain places, and we forget that we used to, there was a time in our lives when we were struggling to make ends meet, but during that time we would pray and we would fast and we would study God's word. Nobody had to tell us to read the word. We were the first at church. Sunday night couldn't miss us. Wednesday night couldn't miss us. We were always there. But sometimes a little success can disturb the mind. You see, it was a little success. God made Lucifer in charge of the angels, second behind Jesus. He had such a beautiful voice. No angel could sing like him. Puffed up with pride, he wondered, why is it that Jesus had a greater power than him? He didn't see any difference between him and Jesus. Lifted up because of the gift that God had given him. When he was lifted up, he couldn't reign with God in heaven. And God had to kick him out of heaven. Too much pride is a dangerous thing. Sometimes we forget where God has brought us from. Nowadays we got all sorts of things behind our names. You know, I was looking at a particular university online, and as I looked at one man's name. He had about 5 different things behind his name. 5 different things. Not only did he have PhD, he had many other accolades behind his name. And sometimes we forget God because of our success. Forget God because of the success we get. We forget that it is God who has blessed us with the food that we have. He's God who has blessed us with the clothes that we're wearing. It's God who has blessed us with the shoes that we're wearing. It's God who has blessed us with the cars that we drive. It's God who has blessed us with the homes that we live in. It's not ourselves. It's not about us. It's about God and what God can do with a nobody. But I, Uzziah, lifted up because of his pride, lifted up because of the power that he had. Sometimes young people, we can become puffed up with pride because we live a certain way. We can become puffed up with pride because when we look at ourselves and the accomplishments and what friends don't have, we can become puffed up with pride. We can become puffed up with pride because our parents are who they are. Become puffed up with pride because we drive what others want to drive. Young people, it's a dangerous thing to allow your pride, to allow your success to lift you up, that you forget who God is. It's a dangerous thing. But the Bible, the story goes on. What was the sin of Uzziah, you might ask? What was it that caused this great king to fall from such a high and exalted position? What was it that brought his low? The Bible says, if you read it in 2 Chronicles 26, that chapter there, the Bible says what he did was that he went into the synagogue. And he began to offer sacrifices to God. You see, what God had made a plain statement. God had said only the priests alone are to offer sacrifices before me. But Uzziah said, no, I am king. I am bigger than the king, but than the priests. I've got more wealth than the priests. I've got more power, more prestige than the priests. If the priest can do it, I can do it too. Walked into the place where he shouldn't have walked. And right away, thank God for good priests. Thank God for good pastors. And the priest confronted him. He said, what are you doing? Don't you know that you ought not to be there? Don't you know that only the priests are to be here? But he wouldn't take the warning. He would not give heed. And he continued doing as he pleased. And right away, while he was right there in the midst of offering sacrifices, the Bible says that he was a leper. Leprosy came upon him. Anytime you joke with God, anytime you believe that you can do as you please, God will show you who he is. Because God is no respecter of person. God doesn't care what you have behind your name. God doesn't care who you are. You could be prime minister. You could be president of US. You could be queen of England. God does not care. Because God sees us as only sinners, poor and blind and wretched and naked, in need of His grace. In God's sight, we are all the same thing. In God's sight, the only king He knows is Himself. Because He is the king who established the world. He is the one who made the foundations of the world. He is the one who, out of nothing, created something. That's the king. The Bible says He is King of kings and Lord of lords. That's the king. He made us. As a result of making us, He deserves our praise. Amen. He deserves our worship. You know, don't let folk tell you stuff at the university, young people, about you came from monkey or evolution. Don't let folk tell you foolishness. They have every proof that they've had has been proven to be spurious and false. Every single proof that they come up with. Long time ago, they thought that the earth was flat. In fact, they warned Columbus. They said, if you sail too far, you will sail off the earth. Because they thought the earth was flat. And Galileo was the one who said the earth is round. But not only that, long before Galileo, God had said in His word, the earth is a circle. Some people don't believe me, no. Some people question the pastor preaching the word. In Isaiah chapter 40. God tells us that the earth was really is really a circle. You see, God is not here to play around, and God tells us things that are not from the beginning. Amen, church? It tells us things. He was the one who told the various prophecies in the book of Daniel. He told what would happen in the last days before they happened. In fact, He told Isaiah which king would reign and at what point. Amen? So God knows. In fact, God told the people long time ago that, listen, Jesus is going to come. And He's going to save His people from their sins long ago. God had told His people that. Can I trust this time that I see here? It's good? I'll just make sure that I'm all right, because my watch here is saying something else. I have my watch a little fast, but just to make sure that I'm all right, because I don't want to go over the time. Yes, but just to let you know, brothers and sisters, our God is great. And our God is the one who establishes His people. Our God is the one who blesses us with everything that we have been given. And just as our God blesses us, I see my Aunt Klosma right over there. It's good to see you, Auntie Klosma. I just see you. But just to let you know, brothers and sisters, just to let you know, just as our God has blessed us with things, in a moment He can take it. With just a word. In fact, the Bible talks about it. You remember the centurion servant? Let me see the hands of those who remember the centurion and his servant. In the Bible. Few. Yes. The Bible talks about it. The centurion had his servant, and his servant was struggling. His servant was suffering. And the centurion said to Jesus, all you have to do, Lord, is just to speak the word. You don't even need to come. You can just speak the word. And that is enough. He realized the power of God. He realized that God can just speak the word. He can just speak the word and you're healed. He can just speak the word and your life is turned around. He can just speak the word and something that you never thought could happen in a day. In fact, if you doubt it, let Job tell you. Job was a man who served God. And in fact, the Bible says that he was perfect. He served God out of a true heart. But the devil came and tested him. Sometimes the devil comes and tests us. In fact, God was the one who tested him. He allowed the devil to come and to try to persuade him to follow him. But even after Job had lost his stuff, even after Job had lost his cattle and had lost his most of his family, the Bible says, yet in all these things, Job did not curse God. But you know, the devil is very cunning. The devil allowed his wife to be left alive. Everybody else was killed, but the devil knew he could trick the wife and he could try to use the wife to persuade him. And so the wife came and said, "What are you doing? Curse God and die." But Job realized that it was God who had given him everything he got. So Job said, "The Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job knew that God was the source of his strength. And so Job served God out of a true heart. But the Bible says that King Uzziah did not. After a while he presumed and had presumption and went and did what he should not do. In fact, some of you are still asking about that text in Isaiah about where the Lord said he spreads out the earth, he made the earth with a circle. So just to let you know, I don't want you to leave here without getting it. And so if you turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40, just before you leave here and say, "Boy, Pastor, you didn't have any proof." Isaiah 40 and verse 22. And what does the Bible say? Right, let me give you some time. I know you brought your Bibles to church as good Christians. It is he that what? Seated upon the circle of what? The earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretched out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. He says the what? The what? The circle of the earth. And so God said it long ago that the earth is a circle. But let's get back to our passage of meditation. Let us go back to Isaiah chapter 6. The Bible says that King Uzziah went and did this thing, committed sin before God. And as a result of committing iniquity before God, the Bible says that he was stripped and he died a leper. From royalty to leprosy. That's how far he fell. Leprosy. After such a good tenor, a good reign, he became a leper. He became a leper. But then the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. And so now what was happening was that King Uzziah was dead. He had died. And what was happening now was that there was a war that was raging. A war was about to take place. The Assyrian armies, they were threatening to invade Israel. And people were wondering, what would Israel do? How could they survive? In fact, Isaiah was wondering, how would they survive, seeing that their great king, their great military strategist is dead? How would they survive? But Then, brothers and sisters, while he was looking to a dead man, God was on his throne. And the Bible says that God gave him a vision because he could not see God while Uzziah was reigning. So God had to move him out of the way so that he could see that it was not Uzziah who was delivering Israel, but it was God who was delivering Israel. And so God moved him out of the way. Sometimes in our lives, brothers and sisters, God has to carry us low. Sometimes in our lives, brothers and sisters, God has to lay us flat on our backs so we can't look to the left and we can't look to the right. Sometimes he has to cause friends to fail. He has to cause connections to fail. He has to cause everything that we could think of to fail so that we can look to God. That's why the Bible says, Paul says, looking unto Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. It is God who is the one who is leading us. And brothers and sisters, as long as God is on his throne, everything will be all right. No matter what comes, when sickness comes, tell your sickness that you have a doctor in a sick room. When you're in the courtroom, tell the judge that you've got Jesus, who is your lawyer. I want you to know when you're hungry, tell your hunger that Jesus is the bread of life. When you're thirsty, tell your thirst that Jesus is the fountain of living water. And anytime you suffer, anytime you feel like you're about to die, remember that God says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I've got the keys of hell and of death. That's the God we serve. That's why I praise him. That's why I give him glory. And that's why I hope in him. I don't hope in man. I don't hope in connections. My hope comes from the Lord. And that's why David says, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. It is God who is the source of my strength. It is God who is keeping me. Every step I take, every move I make, it is God. That's why I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I will serve God by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I will try my best to serve God. And Joshua said, choose ye this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, he says, we will serve the Lord. He says, choose what you want to do, but as for me and my house, we're going to follow the Lord. We're going to hope in our practice. We're going to walk each step of the way like a child of the King, remembering that we are children of our Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, as for me, I'll keep marching on the King's highway because I found somebody who is better than anything this world affords today. He is better than silver. He is better than gold. His name is Jesus. He sits high and looks low. He has made everything that we have. And that's why I praise him. He is Moses' rod. When he used that rod to part the Red Sea, he is Ezekiel's wheel in a wheel. He is the man that showed up, that shut the mouth of lions. In fact, he's a fourth man in the fire. His name is Jesus. I wish you could praise him today. His name is Lord of Lords. That's why the Christian hopes in Jesus Christ. That's why we don't allow ourselves to be swayed by the things of this world, because we know that this world is coming to an end, and the things of this world. But the Bible says, he that abides in me will have eternal life. And so, brothers and sisters, it's time to start to put the hope in practice. It's time to walk the walk of Jesus Christ. It's time to talk the talk of Jesus Christ. It's time to let folk know that your blessing comes from the Lord. It's time to lift him up where he belongs. When you're at school and friends talking all sorts of garbage, let them know that you are a proud child of the King. Let them know when they're telling you about the wealth that they have, when they're telling you about the connections that they're making. Tell them that you have a connection, and the connection is not found with man, but the connection is with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. So today, brothers and sisters, as we leave this place, let us remember who we hope in. We don't hope in man, but we hope in Jesus. We don't hope in our accolades, but we hope in the King of Kings. Let us remember, when friends ask you about the source of your blessing, let them know it's the man, Christ Jesus. May God bless you.